Hey, I want you to examine this picture on the front cover. You all can do the same. This is not a super high resolution picture, but there's something. It's pretty light there, actually. But up in the upper left corner, up toward the top, there's a little white
moon
up there. What do you think that is?
A moon.
A moon. Yeah, it's really super hard to see. Of course, I don't have my glasses on. But it's the moon. Did you know that yesterday was the celebration, 50 years ago, the first man on the moon?
No.
Did you know we went to the moon?
No.
Yeah, we went. Yeah, 50 years ago. It was kind of cool. Interestingly enough, that when the astronauts who went to the moon, when they came back safely, they walked on the moon and they came back safely, that when they went around the world on sort of a tour, because everyone wanted to hear about their experience of walking on the moon. I take it you haven't been there. Is that true? Right. So they went around just telling people how very cool that was, walking on the moon. Everyone said, "We did it! We did it!" Now, there are only two people that walked on the moon for that first time there, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin. And they walked on the moon, which is very cool, but when they told the story and when they returned to Earth, everyone felt like they were with them on the moon. It's sort of like we won the Super Bowl with the Eagles winning. You know, we aren't football players, are you?
I am.
Are you? Are you on the Eagles? Are you on the team?
Oh,
okay, cool.
No,
just want to make sure.
Playing.
But when we won that big cool thing, you know, everybody, we did it. When we weren't on the field, they were. Big experiences like that, like landing on the moon, has the power of just involving everybody in that very cool event, because the event is so otherworldly. It's so amazing. And there are neat photographs that have been taken. Like this is one, I'm sure people have seen it. I know it's hard from the distance, but it's from the surface of the moon, taking a picture of Earth and how small Earth looks. But this experience really changes everybody's point of view, because, you know, we realize that it's not all about us here, that God is present, that when God created the heavens and the earth, that included the moon. And that when the first men got on the moon, that's not the first time God was there. And although one of the astronauts, at least, and on numerous occasions later on other Apollo launches, they took little microfilm, like little images of the Bible with them, so that the Bible could be said to have been on the moon, which is, you know, kind of a cool story, I guess. The Bible's on the moon. But we didn't take the Bible to the moon. The good news about God being the creator means that wherever you go in the universe, or wherever you go on your block, or when you go to a new store or have a new experience, you don't have to wonder, gee, I wonder if God is here. I'm so glad God is in my pocket, because otherwise, you know, God wouldn't be here. Does God fit in your pocket? No, and he doesn't fit in the world either. In fact, God is so amazing that wherever we go in the whole universe, God is there. So we need to remember, even when we look at photographs and we notice out back, maybe we look up at the sky, the twilight sky, and we see the moon there. In Ocean City, sometimes when we go over the 9th Street Bridge facing the ocean, the moon is so low on the horizon, it kind of looks like the sun, but it's just huge. It's a good reminder that we are not alone, whether we're in our room or in school or on a playground, or even in unfortunate experiences like car accidents, that we don't have to wonder if God is there. Because God is there. Because God made it all and made you too, so that together we can celebrate that the God we worship can't be kept in a pocket, can't be kept in this room. And God is actually out there. All we need to do is pay attention to what God is doing out there and join in. Would you pray with me? Dear Lord, thank you that you are the God of the earth and sky, universe. That nowhere can contain your presence. We can't keep you bottled up in our life. We can't hold you in the palm of our hand, yet we are in the palm of your hand. Lord, I thank you for Mariah. I thank you for children all over Greater Cape May. I pray they might realize that when they feel alone, they can count on you being there with them. That when they're experiencing something new, that you are there with them, broadening our horizons, giving us new experiences. Lord, thank you for your love in Christ. And I thank you that Jesus walks with us now and wherever we go in the universe. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for being with me today.